Are we there?
What is what?
Didn't you see it hesitate? It said starting.
Right.
Starting. Oh. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm bringing something back that we haven't.
Mute.
Oh, calm down. You overreact to everything. Oh my God. Oh my God. Including this mess on my head. So one thing that I'm going to bring back is somebody mentioned it to me that they like the music, and I didn't have the music.
Who said they like the music?
Doesn't matter. Okay. It's their Wednesday night conversation. We're here for
Well, to people. Everybody else then, I apologize.
We're having fun.
Don't come to me between
you
and me,
because
I'm in the beauty shop, bitch.
What are you wearing?
Actually, I'm wearing this fabulous dress that has purple and black zebra stripes. And then I have, like, it's all zebra stripes.
And I'm letting my titties hang out.
Me too.
Oh, my God. So, oh my God, excuse me for 1 second. Well, welcome to episode 23 of season 5 of Let's Have a Fifi. It's your Wednesday night conversation. Hi, Gabe. Hi. Where's everybody else? I know I put it on Elizabeth's wall. Did you see that?
Yes. I posted it in the group. It's fine. Whatever.
Okay. This has been one of those
weeks. My eyes are all sparkly there for a minute. Let's see if I can get it again. It's sparkly.
Are you wearing shadow?
A little bit.
You're trying to outgame me again.
Well.
I know you can't help it, huh? Anyway.
yes,
let's talk about this.
All we need.
Yes. Let's go. So what'd you do this weekend?
I and my girlfriend went to the Renaissance Festival on Saturday.
Just you two?
Just us two. I had to show her how to do it properly because she'd only been once and was there for like 2 hours. I said that she did it wrong.
Oh, like you showed me last year.
Right. You can't just go for 2 hours.
She stayed until the beginning, till the, you made her stay there until the end?
Damn straight.
Are you okay, honey?
Whatever, fuck off. If you only go for a couple hours, you don't see anything. Like, you see nothing. Like, we saw, like, entertainment.
I will have to admit, last time you did kind of show me the...
Like, do you...
I had never been to the back before.
We'll see. There's, like... It's like almost 40 acres of like stuff, and there's like all sorts of really cool things.
My problem is that when I go, I need to save money to go because when I've gone before, I've not bought anything. Just looked and said, "Oh, that's pretty. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty over there. That's pretty." But you saw that I bought lots of things.
I have like an annual shopping list. So I had to go and get my tea from the apothecary, which I always, you know, then this stuff is amazing. And I left with, it's like a giant jar of honey. And this honey is like the best honey I think I've ever had. It's avocado honey. It's honey made from the flowers of an avocado tree. Mm. And it's dark. It's almost like molasses.
Oh, it's kind of like the one that's in my kitchen.
I haven't seen the one that's in your kitchen.
It's pretty good, too.
But this is like, it's not like overly sweet. It's almost a little bit savory. And it's so good.
Like the kind that you can add to barbecue sauce.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Shelly made me dinner on Sunday, and she put it like on the glaze for the chicken. It was so good. I had it on toast, and like, it's good.
Do you know what else that's good on? With some brown sugar? I don't know if you like ham.
Sometimes.
But I only like ham that has like the honey glaze with the brown sugar.
You should try. This is so good.
You're...
Oh my God, it's amazing. Things like, I tasted it and I went.
Is this like the cookie butter that you obsess over too? Or is this better?
This is better. This is better. So,
did you buy any oils this time? Remember, we were smelling oils the last
time. Oh, no, I did not get oils. I got my tea.
I'm excited to go back and get some
and
oils.
The honey and stuff. Shelly left with this awesome, like, leather cowl. It's like it sits like just over here, and it's got like a hood. It's really badass.
Can I borrow that for our costume?
Oh my god, no! Don't let her do that. You'll never get it back, and get it back with makeup all over. Jesus. So, what was really kind of awesome about it was this was my first Ren Faire after having surgery. And every year that I've been going to the Ren Faire since I moved here. So I moved here in May or June of 2001, so 2002 is when I started going to the Ren Faire, and I've gone every single year since then. It's like you start off and it's like, you know, first you're in a bra or whatever, and then, you know, then it's like a binder and layers and always trying to hide things and always this weird sort of in between male, female, something awkward,
and then you get all sweaty.
It's awful. And trying to use the restroom and
trying to
deal with the binder. It's like, it's awful. So this is my first year without a binder, and oh my god, it was amazing. I got to wear like my shirt, like, and I actually, because before I actually stitched the neckline, because my shirt was made and it came like it was open to here, but I stitched it so that it would hide all things like cleavage and la 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 la. I actually cut the stitching off so it was back to where it was supposed to be. That was really fucking awesome. And I got to wear my Easy Pee for the first time in like an extended situation. And I have got to tell you, I have never been more comfortable in a public restroom. So mind you, I'm in a kilt, which I don't know if that would have made things easier or not easier, depending, because not only was I in a kilt, but I had a belt and a sporran with like a pouch and a dagger and stuff hanging and things like I have stuff all over. And not once but twice I used the restroom, didn't make a mess, which was fucking fantastic.
You're not fitting in with the rest.
And like, I didn't have to sit there and you know, wait for like, I still went into a stall because I'm still not super awesome about a urinal right now yet. I don't know. We'll see.
Is it skin flesh color?
Yeah.
Like if somebody, not that. I mean,
yeah, no, it looks really realistic.
I don't be looking at people.
Actually, I'm gonna do the video review next week. So.
Oh, okay.
You'll get to see it.
I was waiting for.
Yeah, you'll get to see
that.
But it's honestly, it is freaking awesome, and it was the most comfortable I think I have ever been at the Ren Faire, even though I was technically kind of a skirt, like, you know, but oh my god, it was amazing. And then
did somebody have to hold that huge belt that you wear?
No, I have a new belt because of my kilt.
Okay.
But it's still huge. It's like this wide, so it's like a really wide belt with a giant buckle. Yeah.
It's no joke. You think I'm kidding. This belt looks like
I had less stuff hanging off of it. I actually loaned Shelly some of it, like my tails.
Okay, because last year,
but I had the belt.
It from...
I had the belt, and then I had a sporran, and then I had my mug hanging off. I had my pouch. I had a little pouch, and then I had my dagger.
And they say women's purses are full.
And then on Sunday, I got to judge the Renaissance pageant that was happening on paper in an official capacity, because I'm a judge anyway. Let's be real here. But I actually got to like judge on paper, the Renaissance pageant that was happening at BS West on Sunday. It was a good pageant. Unfortunately, there were only three contestants, and that was like one per division.
I forgot to show up.
You did, yes. So we had a Renaissance.
No, I didn't.
I'm not entirely sure of the Renaissance, because their titles are a little bit different. It's like Mr. Renaissance Newcomer, and then it was Miss Renaissance Newcomer Femme, and then Renaissance Newcomer MI, or West Coast. I'm not entirely sure how, like, they're a little bit different.
It was regional.
It's West Coast. It was West Coast. Renaissance newcomer, Mr. West Coast Renaissance newcomer.
Well, I can't run for this title then.
Mr. Renaissance.
If you're
West
having
Coast,
a hard time saying it,
West Coast
I will
Renaissance
not.
Newcomer Femme, and then West Coast Renaissance newcomer MI,
baby.
I think.
Ooh. Good luck.
Yeah. Something like that.
I might run for it. Because I know people will pull this up as soon as I say I'm not going to run for it, and then I show up running for
it. But it was a good pageant. Like I said, there were only three contestants. One
congratulations
for,
to Coco Bardell,
right? Who honestly, that was her first pageant ever, and she did fantastic. She really did. It was sort of a last minute thing for her, and I know that the decision was last minute. I know that she was stressing out about it, but she managed to pull it out, and she managed to pull it out very, very well. So kudos to her for her first pageant.
Well, to speak to her own accord, she is a little bit, she is very show. She's very,
oh, very much so.
Ready to go.
She's very polished anyway, and
hi.
You know, if you're fairly polished outside of the pageant, it's going to make it much easier to go into a pageant. So there's a tip for you guys. Be polished outside of pageants, and it'll make it easier to be polished when you are competing.
You know what else is easier? When you're prepared and have your shit together.
There's that too.
You're smooth.
Dolores.
You're ready to go. You don't show up to a national pageant with no stones.
Dolores. So,
wow, that's that must have slipped out of my mouth.
I don't know what you're talking about. Dolores.
So, I don't know who I would be talking about.
What did you do this weekend?
Oh, you mean we're going to talk about polished people?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
I, for one, actually, I haven't been a drag since God knows
and
how long.
And didn't you retire?
So,
again,
just so everybody knows, just because I don't
Didn't we just say this like 3 weeks ago?
Just because I don't hang out at the bars doesn't mean I can't be booked. Because I don't get booked doesn't mean I have to hang out at bars. But I support the bars. Does that make sense? I don't hate the bars. I love the bars, but I don't have to be there all the time.
Makes sense to me.
I don't know. So several people asked me if I had retired. Where have I been? You would have thought I had like been deployed or something.
She's been in spotlight rehearsal every week. That's where she's been.
But you can see us on the 25th at the Cash. Hi.
Oh, they're just getting out of church. You could watch us instead of church.
No, they just got out of church.
So I'm saying, they could put us on in the church.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Somebody would probably learn something.
Oh, I do every week for whatever reason. I don't know. But on Saturday, we had the Supernova Review Show, which was part of Barbara Seville's show. We were with Mia, Jasmine, Soleil, Valentino.
I like her.
Nice. Soleil? Mm-hmm. Or all of us?
Soleil.
Oh. Okay, then.
And Mia's all right, too.
The weekend honored Jasmine Inez as she was stepping down. We had two contestants on Sunday for the actual pageant. It was Cadence McKenzie, and she does not say her name the way she explained this to me. It was, her name is Dinah, like how you say it in Spanish, or she says it in Spanish. And she's also Miss Rock. And she was crowned a Miss Gay Supernova US of A newcomer. I can only say that because it's sitting right there.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I can say it. I can type it all the time. But anyway, and they're both going to nationals. There was two contestants. I don't know what it is about this town, about their pageants.
Well, I think one of the things is that it's so...
Are we so dense?
Saturated
with
it. Like, it's the same thing with just drag shows in general. Like, they're so saturated.
But that's
with,
not so
like,
true.
No?
You go to other places, they are dripping with queens and kings
they
everywhere.
They are, but...
Our population is different, is that what you're saying?
Our population is different, and, like, I've seen videos of queens and stuff, you know, like, every week at various shows from around the country, and they do different shit every week.
Mm-hmm.
But...
It was a very good...
For some reason, like, here, everybody seems to be very focused on Gay America. US of A, yes, but not as
come
much.
And go.
Like, this is, it's definitely more Gay America out here, and I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe it's because nationals and stuff for US of A is always fucking so far away.
No.
I don't know.
It's in Dallas.
Oh, that's right. It is in Dallas, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But it was a good pageant. Thanks to everybody that showed up. And you guys were amazing. I was amazing. And I didn't win the pageant. I don't know why.
I don't know why I didn't win either. I'm like,
I keep going to these things, and
right? I don't understand why
the judges sit at
the
table while I'm performing. What are they doing?
I don't know.
So I asked Savannah, "Did I win the pageant?" She said, "You already won it. You can't win it again." I was like, "You're so nice, so nice."
I'm gonna go. Tell me that I'm gonna go and I'm gonna compete next year.
As a FI?
Watch.
You just got those things chopped off.
Right. Which means I'm gonna have to do what you guys do. And borrow somebody else's.
No.
Mm-mm. Put them in there.
I would love to see this go down. I've seen you walk in heels.
I can walk in heels.
Uh-huh. This is what I'm seeing. I would love to see this go down. Let's see if I could do this. It's been a while.
Oh, no.
I don't know where the volume is.
I don't know where the volume is either.
We can't play Justin Timberlake for too long because
then we get
he
nailed.
Steals my money.
Right. We get money?
It's like 1 cent per episode. We're doing good.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Because Justin Timberlake takes our 1 cent away.
Damn it. So anyway, for my just the tip. So Justin off. Scotty's anxious.
Oh, we mentioned it to him.
Uh-huh. We mentioned my just the tip, and now Scotty's anxious about me getting to it. So just of a side note, March is Bisexual Health Awareness Month.
Hashtag
Bi Health Month. of course.
We have to think of every letter, and we'll talk about another letter later, and I wish it was on a better term that we were talking about.
Let's say if you're, like, Bisexual Health Awareness Month, it's going to be basically the same health, I have to look it up a little more. Anyway, tonight we are going to be talking about, should I change it just for because Scotty's, I should just change it and come up with something.
What should we talk about?
So Spotlight, so we have rehearsal coming up tomorrow. and Scotty's gonna fucking kill me. So
he can walk from the other side
I know he can't
to in here.
I know he can't. Do you have insurance? So tonight, kids, I'm gonna be talking about masturbation.
Ew, why'd you say it like it was like a Sesame Street segment?
Today's Let's Have a Fifi is brought to you by the letter M. and the number 5.
Oh, God. Because you need 5 fingers.
Depends on what you're doing.
Oh, I can't.
I mean, I guess if you only have, like, 3, I mean, I guess it'll still kind of work. Anyway.
I don't know people.
What? So. All right. So. There are, believe it or not, actually some pros to masturbation. Like, there's some benefits to masturbating.
So, before the show, I was telling him that no matter what we're talking about, he always finds a health benefit. If we talk about, like, what is the one where you strangle yourself?
Oh, yes. Erotic asphyxiation.
Yes. I'm sure you would find the health benefits.
Oh, probably. We are nothing if not health conscious on this show.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
my husband's anxiously awake.
The pros of masturbation. First of all, it can create a sense of well-being. It always It always makes me feel better. It can enhance sex with your partners, between partners. Because you can work it into all sorts of things. Masturbation.
And we're not talking about the full.
Well, okay, all masturbation really is you doing shit to yourself. You can have other people involved,
mm-hmm.
and you can take it as far as you'd like it to go, or not as far as you'd like to go. Like, you can edge, or you can finish. But if you do it with somebody else, sometimes that can be really, really fun.
Mm.
Mm. It helps people learn how they like to be touched. And actually, this is a big thing, especially if, say, you're trans and you're coming to terms with, you know, your body changing if you happen to be on hormones, whether you are an MTF or whether you are an FTM or whatever it is, whether you are non-binary, whatever it is, you may find that there are different things that you enjoy that maybe you didn't enjoy so much before.
Mm.
But masturbating and doing it yourself first can actually help you relay that to whoever you happen to be with. So it's, I like this.
So it makes it a little more interesting.
Not even that so much. It's more of a, like, you know how RuPaul says, if you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Oh, yes.
Same sort of concept.
Oh.
If you don't know how you like to be touched, it's going to be very hard for you to tell somebody else how you like to be touched. You know what I mean? It can be very awkward. It can increase the ability for an individual to have an orgasm. I used to, when I worked at Fascinations, you'd be surprised how many women, and I say women because they were women, would come in. They'd say, well, I've never had a G-spot orgasm. So we'd be like,
really?
Oh, let me kind of give you an idea of how to do this.
That's awful.
And you'd be surprised. Most women actually tend to orgasm primarily from stimulating the clitoris. G-spot freaks women out a little bit sometimes. For least, the first time they do it, after that, when they get on a roll, it's fine. it can improve sleep. If it's actually often recommended that if you are having trouble sleeping or whatever it is, if you masturbate right before bed, it can really help. It can help you go to sleep. Can help you, yeah.
Gone.
Shush.
If my husband disappears to the bathroom.
Right. it can help provide treatment for sexual dysfunction. It reduces stress, which fairly a given, you know. It can increase self-esteem and body image.
Hmm.
And this was something that actually...
Wait. So you masturbating can help improve how you think of yourself?
Absolutely it can.
Is that why I feel so empty inside?
Could be. Because
I don't.
Enough.
Oh, Jesus.
And this was something that I actually found to be very true when I was still, you know, bleeding once a month. It can actually help relieve menstrual cramps and muscle tension.
Wait, what? Okay. Hmm. How's that work?
I'm honestly not entirely sure, like, why it works, but it does. Like, if you are cramping, like, no.
Well, I know
business,
that there's a chemical release.
Well, there is, and that has a lot to do with it. But it's like it really does help with like the cramping and all sorts of stuff. Like,
I don't mean to be rude when asking this, but I'm very naive to this, and I've never slept with a woman while she's on her. Is that messy?
It can be. But again, it depends on if you're going for like internal stimulation, that's going to be far more messy than if you're just doing like external.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be kind of messy regardless because it's messy, but that's where you can have things like waterproof toys and go in the shower or in the bathtub.
Okay.
Or, like,
I mean, look at my face. Do you see how much?
Yes. it can strengthen muscle tone in the pelvic and anal areas and reducing a person with a vagina's chances of involuntary urine leakage and uterine prolapse, which is kind of cool. So if you have a vagina, whether you are a... God, Scotty. If you're, whether you are identify as a woman or not, if you have a vagina, And if you still have a uterus and things like that, it actually, and even if you don't still have your uterus, it can help with involuntary urine leakage or, you know, incontinence and a weak bladder and things like that. And can help prevent things like uterine prolapse, which is really kind of cool.
What's uterine prolapse?
It's when things kind of fall out. It has to do with building muscles.
Is that, that's a woman or men?
Men don't have, okay. Cis men don't have uteruses.
Oh, I'm new. Continue.
And sorry. It can provide sexual pleasure for those who abstain or those who, without sexual partners. So it's, I mean, it sounds silly, but it's one of those things people don't often think about. But if you are abstinent or if you don't have a partner and, you know, you're not currently sexually involved with somebody, why should you go without? You know?
Can you scroll down?
Yeah.
There are some myths, and these are myths. They are complete bullshit. It does not make you grow hair in weird places like your palms. There's really no...
It doesn't make you go blind either.
No. That's on there.
Anybody got told that?
Yeah, doesn't make you go blind, doesn't cause infertility, does not make you gay, doesn't cause mental illness, doesn't stunt your growth, and really there's no real health risks. Like as far as, you know, like
sound out what?
What?
You know you could just come in here. I don't know.
What the hell is he talking about?
Sound out what?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm confused.
Skin irritation can occur, depending on what you're using. If you're using lube, if you're using other things,
I do have a TMI. If, don't masturbate with any cleansers.
Ooh, no, never.
Desperate.
You know, if you're, make sure you clean your toys, things like that. Make sure that you're using a good lubricant.
What's cutting in and out?
The sound, apparently.
I haven't changed anything since last week or been in here, really.
Nobody else. It's all Scotty. If you use excess vibration on your clitoris, it can start to desensitize you. So that's something to keep in mind. So, you know, switch off between like vibration and then manual or whatever it is. Like, you know, to keep things interesting. It is possible to masturbate too much, and only in that it can potentially interfere with things like work, social life, etc., if it gets to be too much. And if that starts to happen, if you start to notice that you keep ducking out at work or whatever to go jack off, then you might want to reach out and get some help, because that definitely is a warning sign. You might want to have that, you know.
Oh, there was a movie I watched that
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Oh, yes, sorry. And he had, like, a problem.
Oh, was it called, like, Casanova or something like that? Something like, or something.
And he decided to go back to
Or
school.
Don Juan.
Something like that, yeah.
I started watching, I couldn't finish it.
Why did it make you uncomfortable that he kept going like this? I was like, God, what an intense masturbation.
No, I just couldn't get into it. Watched 5 minutes, I'm like, this is dumb. All right, so... Now we've got through the nitty-gritty of masturbation. I've got some fun names for masturbation. Yay! So
A couple years ago, you would not have been able to do this.
No, probably not, no. Although there's nothing in there that says anything.
Too vulgar.
Right. So here's some fun names for masturbation. Spreading jelly. Mm-hmm. Jack and the Beanstalk. Get it? Jack and the Beanstalk. Badgering the witness.
I'm so done.
Making tummy pancakes. Think about it.
That's disgusting.
Mm. Making
that one is even more disgusting.
Making chowder. Chowder. Dishonorable discharge. Chucking custard.
We can hear him.
Rubbing one out. Firing the flesh musket.
What?
Killing the kids. I like this one. Buttering the whisker biscuit.
Oh my. What kind of biscuits are
That's obviously for female masturbation or for people with a vagina. Is buttering the whisker biscuit. Saucing the taco. beating around the bush.
That's disgusting.
Clubbing the clam.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Finger painting.
What?
Polishing the pearl.
Oh.
This is a good one. Opening the ham wallet. And paddling the pink canoe. That's my favorite is I'm opening the ham wallet and buttering the whisker biscuit is are my favorites, I think.
Well, when I was a teenager back in the day, I would say killing the kids.
Killing the kids.
Or dropping, drowning the kids.
I thought that was something else.
No. What is that? Let's look it up. Oh, I want to be educated. This is funny.
Oh, Lord. I should go back and do my like different names for anatomy. That was fun.
I should look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, God.
We'll get all the definitions.
Oh, my God. So just remember that when you are buttering your whisker biscuit or making tummy pancakes, to always use a good lubricant. Always clean your toys. And make sure that you aren't doing anything that, is going to cause irritation. And, always think about others, and maybe you can involve other people, involve your partner.
That's what that was. That was...
Ew!
Something different.
So, speaking of making chowder, my girlfriend.
That's not a good segue.
My girlfriend. No. So my girlfriend calls me her gay boyfriend. I don't know why she calls me this.
Oh.
But she calls me her gay boyfriend. But then says, I don't know how you can be my gay boyfriend because I don't like jizz. I think it's gross. I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Just so you know, there's other gay men that don't like.
I don't like it. Like, it's
the male expenditures.
Gross. Like, I can handle like most of the male anatomy. It'd be really nice if people could manscape a little bit, maybe, like shave their balls. Ugh. Like, you don't need to be naked.
It's hard
but,
work.
Like, trim shit a little bit, and for God's sakes, like wash things. You know,
not
hygiene
all of us are
stinky. Is like hygiene is great.
Not all of us are stinky on purpose either. God forbid. If I could spend the whole day in the shower, I would be there.
But she says I can't be her gay boyfriend because I don't like jizz. I just don't like it. It gets everywhere and it gets sticky and then it's gross. And
you wipe it off. So does female cum gross you out too?
No. That's different.
How so? I know the consistency is very different.
The consistency is very different. And it's like...
So what's the difference? What makes it so nasty?
I don't know. There's something about, like...
Is it because men are very derogatory when they're doing their...
Not even that. I don't know. There's just, like...
There are some people that you do see on some videos that you're like, oh my God. We know why you have six kids already.
Right. So when it comes to female ejaculation, like first, like Felicia said, the consistency is different. It's far thinner. It's more liquidy, and you're not liable to find random things hanging off your eye or your hair. Like, you don't realize.
So traumatized. Oh my God.
It's just unlikely. Yeah. Mm. So yeah, there's a fun fact for you guys.
Oh,
I don't like jizz.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. I don't mind other things. Like, men look funny when they're naked because just sort of a random appendage. I picture it like coming down like the assembly line, right?
But you have that random appendage now.
No, well, yes and no. Because, okay, so here you go, right? So you've got, so you've got these, female bodied things coming down here, and they're coming down the assembly line. Okay, looks good. All right, let's go. Let's bring the men on. So we have the men come down. Looks good. Something's missing. All of a sudden, here comes this little dude from the back. Oh my God, look, I forgot this was supposed to go. Where do we put it? I don't know. Quick, they gotta go. Just throw it on there. Ugh! And that's how man found his penis.
Wow.
That just sort of random appendage.
My Bible wasn't written.
That sticks out, and they're like, well, they come down the assembly line. They didn't have time for this shit. They just didn't have any time to put it somewhere nice and, you know, tucked away.
Why would it want to be tucked away?
Well, if you think about it, look at animals, right? Typically,
oh,
their
like,
shit's
oh.
like they're tucked away, and then
it says hello.
Right.
Well, ours,
sort of.
Well,
you know, and but you know, it's like, oh God, here we go. So we're just gonna throw a penis on.
I don't know. I've seen some dogs where.
Well, I've also seen.
I'm like, are you a horse?
I've also seen some men with some that I'm like.
And then there's some men that you're like, God, that's
like a curve is one thing, but you see some of them, they're like,
you're like,
they're trying to make a U-turn on themselves. I'm not sure how that's happening. And I'm like,
did she?
Where does that go?
Did she bend it?
Like, how
what
did
happened?
You?
How do you pee?
That was the God, right? Do you have to like stand on your head?
Oh my
you
God!
Be able to, you know, like,
well,
how do you
Victoria
have
and Scotty are having
like
just
how do you have
fun with
how
this?
Do you have sex with somebody when it's that curved, like? Like, because I would imagine, like, you know, because you want to be, like, face on this way, right? But if it's that curve, maybe you just have to be off to the side over here somewhere.
I haven't had that experience. So I don't plan on it. But I have been with people that think that they're really, and then they're really.
Yeah, I've found that people that the more they're like, yeah, look at my dick.
And then I have been with people that say it's. And they're like,
right, you gotta
and you're like,
like,
oh,
you
know, no.
You gonna put that where? That's cute. No,
nah, I'm good.
That's
I'm so
awesome.
Sorry. You thought that was gonna happen.
I always think it's funny. The guys always think that, like, when it comes to women and people with vaginas, they're like, oh, yeah, they want it long. And I'm like, no, they really don't
not
want
just
long.
Just them.
Well, it's like, okay, first of all, I don't want you pounding in my cervix. Like, the vagina is not infinite.
Well, and then people
like,
think that goes in your anal cavity.
I know I don't want that in my butt either.
I mean, I don't need you checking for colon cancer while you're up there.
Right?
God like, bless. If it goes through all that.
Like, it's one thing, you know, you're tickling my tonsils when you're in my mouth, but if you're tickling my tonsils from the other side, we have a problem.
Something happened.
Just saying.
I don't know how to explain it, Doc. My brain.
Anyway, you got some offbeat for us. No, because we're not talking about anything. We're remotely offbeat.
I just picked three.
Folks.
That's what I've been doing over here.
Perfect.
I can't stop reading how awful these headlines are. Because there's a lot of Florida ones this week, and I didn't want to date you guys with Florida ones. I think this one is Florida. The first one is, a man is arrested after willingly posing as a member of Nickelback.
Okay, first of all, who the fuck is going to willingly pose as a member of Nickelback?
That was the first problem.
Right, that's your first problem. That's probably why he was arrested.
Why
nothing to do with anything he'd been posing. It's like, okay, look. So
my question is, why not some other kind of band? Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. That's probably why he was arrested. It's like, okay, look, sir. I don't, you know, it's fine. You know, you probably shouldn't be trying to pose as anybody. But the fact that you're posing as Nickelback, that's what we're going to have to arrest you for.
And I looked it up while you were talking about your thing. Did you know Nickelback's still around? They're selling records still.
What?
They just released an album.
What?
I didn't
know. Oh, come on, Nickelback.
I thought they did things and disappeared.
Yeah.
Don't most bad things disappear by now?
You would. Well.
Anyway, some people get a little depressed when turning the big 5-0, but a man, again, in Florida, he blew up his house.
That's probably about what I'm going to do when I turn 50. I'm going to blow up my house because, you know, fireworks and shit, right?
Yeah, just works for the world. Last one, because we have a lot to talk about in the current events. I don't think the real Jesus should shout, oh shit, when, oh, I read it wrong. Damn it. I had it so well planned out in my head. I ruined it. Forget it.
You know,
I hate when I do that. It's a real good one, and I built myself up. Okay, I'll read it, but it's not going to be the way I pictured it in my mind. I don't think the real Jesus would shout, oh shit, when he got his cross stuck in the ceiling of the underground.
He might have.
You know what? Agent Orange is so adamant about building this wall, but I've been watching like the Justice Channel that we get on the over air, and they keep showing people building tunnels from Mexico to over here.
Well, yeah, nobody like. You'd have to, like, if you're going to build a wall, it has to be, like, an underground wall.
So,
and it's
gonna
have to, like, be, like, 15 feet tall and, like, another 15 feet underground because that's...
These people are very smart.
Most of the times when there's... You have the illegal folks that will come over and they have the tunnels. They end up in the desert and shit like that. You can still tunnel.
And even if they, like, put a wall there, they could... Cut through the wall?
I don't know. It's fucking stupid. It's all stupid.
Well, let's talk about...
So we're going to bring it down just a little bit, folks.
Serious.
Can you scroll down a little bit for me?
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
I keep scrolling on this one, so I can't see this one.
So we're going to talk a little bit about some current events. So after all the levity of, you know, everything we've been talking about, there are a couple things that we do need to bring to people's attention if they haven't been paying attention. It is currently March 1st. Mm-hmm. We are in the third month of the year, barely. And that's with... That's with February being a short month, you know. And in just about 2 months, there have been 7 trans individuals murdered so far this year. Mm-hmm. The average age of them is 24, and they've all been women of color.
And just...
I think there's been 3 in the last couple weeks that have been in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
3.
I saw something on the news today. What was that for?
I don't watch the news. I don't know.
I don't watch the news either. I saw it on the...
I haven't seen. Misha Caldwell is 41. Jamie Lee Wounded Arrow was 28. JoJo Stryker is 23. Jaquarius Holland was 18. China Gibson is 31. Kiki Collier was 24. And Sierra McElveen is 21. All trans women, all women of color.
Are there... I know this, I'm just asking. Were these targeted at their being?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can be pretty sure that when a trans woman is killed, it's going to be because she's trans. That's pretty much it. Very, very rarely do you ever find any other reason for trans, like that's they're murdered for who they are. That's pretty much how that works, really. Yeah. So just, you know, yeah, 7
hashtag
in 2 months.
Her name.
Mm-hmm. So please, you know, educate yourselves, know who these folks are.
That seems to be the key to this all, is that we have someone in office, and it's not just him, mind you.
It's President Bannon too.
This week, surprise, surprise, and nobody would have guessed this was happening. George W. Bush. Came out and literally slammed Agent Orange this week.
When you have George W. Bush...
Who got a shoe thrown at him.
Right? Like, you have...
I mean, that wasn't us, but...
You have George W. Bush that, like, is speaking sound logic. Like, you know that there's a problem when George W. Bush sounds logical.
And it's...
When George W. Bush is talking sense. You know there's a fucking problem.
And there's talk that he may be coming back to the political arena because he's a little fed up from watching from his seat.
Okay, I'm not sure that he needs to do that. But you know what? You sit there. You sit there, GW, and you just...
He sounded...
You do your thing.
I know this sounds very surprising, but he sounded very educated when he was talking about it.
You know what? You go on Facebook Live.
You're good from there. Like Dan Rather.
Right? You stay there and you speak your mind, and we appreciate it. But please don't come back to politics. We need that.
We do need people fighting for... But speaking of presidents doing things, we have the Obamas. The Obamas signed, I did not write that on there, but the Obamas have signed a big book deal, and it's a record-breaking deal. Still waiting for details. It must be this thing that they won't talk about until it's around
until
it's, book time.
Right.
But back to the stupidity that is called the government that is being ran by somebody that loves bronzer, and he wore even more of it last night. Was it last night or the night before? Last night.
It was last night.
He decided, okay, so President Obama did not put an executive order that schools should allow students that are trans to choose the restroom that they want to go to. He didn't put an executive order, but he did put some kind of, it's not an incentive. What is it?
What it is it basically it falls under Title IX, which is, it falls
what
under-
What is that called though?
Is it
a guideline?
Something like that. I'm trying to
somebody
think of the
help
word.
Me.
I can't remember what the word is.
It
falls under Title IX. And basically, what it does is it allows trans kids in schools, universities, to use the restroom that best fits whatever gender it is that they identify as. Schools do not abide by this, they can have federal funding taken away. They can be penalized for it because, again, it falls under Title IX. It's basically, which Title IX is discrimination based on sex. So it's not... it's not ideal place to put it, but I get why it's there.
Now Agent Orange has, because you know his favorite thing to do is put into executive order, because he doesn't have anything else to do instead of letting things go through the channels and be fought and go back and whatever.
Well, it's because court's in court.
He took that away from our trans community and said, you know, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's basically what he said.
Well, it's like we were talking about, was it last week?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like we were talking about last week with the implications and the ramifications of all this. What it comes down to is idiotic laws, just like...
Where do we
start? No. The trans kid who just won the women's wrestling title in high school...
Uh-huh.
Was it Tennessee? I'm gonna say it was Tennessee. It was something like that.
I don't know.
Where the laws and the rules state that he was not allowed to compete with the boys. So they made him compete against the girls. And of course he won. He beat all of them. He swept every single one of them. And people were bitching about it. It's like, make up your fucking minds. Do you want him to compete against the boys or do you want him to follow the rules? Because the rules that y'all were bitching about that, oh, we can't let a girl play with the boys, blah, 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 even though he's not a girl. The rules that y'all were bitching about because you're narrow-minded idiots forced him into the position that had him competing against the girls.
I almost feel like we're in this area where people don't know how to, like, we should be already out of the area where people don't know how to handle it. We should be, like, in the area of where...
It's 2017. Like, we should be over this shit by now. Like, legitimately, we should be over this shit.
You know what? We're in a country where we're still trying to get over racism. So, at the same time...
Where we have someone in power that's trying to dismantle things like the EPA and, you know, everything.
I don't know. I'm not running this place. But if... At any point where you see something, I almost want to turn this around. If you see something, educate people. If you're on social media and the hashtag protect trans kids was booming the other day. Even it was across all social media. This makes me angry every week. I can't.
Yep.
You haven't even got your passport back.
That's No, I still don't have that. I still have that.
This shouldn't be a thing.
It's one of these things where, like, with my passport, it's like, okay, so they could be like, whatever, and then send back my two-year passport. Frankly, I'm not confident traveling on a two-year passport because with the idiots that we have, that you know, in like, the TSA and all this other shit, like, they're going to look at a two-year passport, and the only
people that,
right, the only people that get issued two-year passports are essentially trans people. There's really no other reason that people are going to get issued a two-year passport, and then it's going to open up all sorts of, I'm not confident traveling on a two-year passport. I'm not, especially internationally, so they better fucking give me my 10-year passport, too. Anyhow, speaking of passports.
Yes. So... You don't have to be trans to be stopped, but you can have a name called, I don't know, Muhammad Ali Jr. And somebody go, well, I think that that's like an Arabic name.
They asked them, right, first thing they asked them was, are you Muslim? Who the fuck cares? None of your fucking business, first
of all. So what made me read this is because, well, if y'all don't know, I am on social media all day. And I get like, I watch like, it's almost like a ticker. Thing.
Right.
And it'll show like topics that are being changed.
The headlines and things.
And, and so I leave for a minute, come back, and I almost want to like spit my drink out because Muhammad Ali's name is going up the thing. And I'm like, oh my God, what happened? Did somebody take him up? Or what? Did he have a baby mama issue? No, his son.
And he got stopped, and apparently now on domestic flights, they're asking for people's papers and shit. I'm like, okay, domestic flights?
And then there was,
there
was two Indian men that got shot at because people think that they can rule the country.
One was killed, actually.
Yes, because they thought, oh, he must be Muslim. And let's iterate what's going on here. Muslim people are not dangerous. People of this religion are very peaceful. It's people that are on the radical side of Islam.
People that are on the radical side of Christianity are more of a threat.
Absolutely. But I'm saying that we're worrying about the wrong thing, and the people that we're trying to block out are probably already in the country.
So, think about, okay, I did not watch the idiot talk to Congress, but I caught bits and pieces of things. And what I think is a crock of shit, first of all, the fact that he had the balls to, you know, say about the U.S. Navy SEAL that was killed in Yemen, right? He was like, oh, you know, that was sweet, blah, 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 blah. He was great, la, 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 la. I always remember him, la, 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 la. And then in the same breath, like before, like the day before, even earlier in that day, he was like, he blamed him for his own death. He was like, well, he knew this was part of this could happen. What?
Oh.
And then he brings up three or four families who had people that were part of, who had been affected by crimes committed by illegal immigrants. Okay, that's great. Are you going to bring up all the parents of the children from Sandy Hook whose kids were killed by a fucking white man? You're going to bring up someone like Gabby Giffords and everybody that was affected by the people that were shot in Tucson by a white man? Are you going to bring
up... She had a nice little quote. She said something about that all the people that are afraid to go to town halls, she was shot at and showed up to her town hall a couple months later.
Yes, she did. It's interesting. All these, you know, it's like that's called fear mongering. That's what Hitler did. He made the Jews out to be these criminals and people that were going to steal your money. And that's what they do.
So I have two things to add to your note. On Twitter today, some of the people that I follow, one of the greatest quotes that came out of the conversation, and it was just a simple one-liner. She said, you know who else wrote great speeches? #Hitler.
It's true, though.
And to be responsible for this, you all need to know that behind Agent Orange is Bannon, who is a white supremacist, and has been known to be a white supremacist.
he's admitted a white supremacist. He owned Breitbart News.
Like, and then we have, I love,
this guy is like,
okay, so I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna say it in such a stereotypical, naive way that I don't want him on my side, but he looks like he will, like he's over here. Like he's trying to be in my side of the grass.
Terrifying.
Anyway, this, and it is historically proven that people that, like the senators that keep trying to be against gay marriage and then they get found with a mister. He looks like one of those people. Stephen Miller.
He's like a pedophile.
He looks, there's a video of him.
He's got dead eyes, like he's.
It's just these things that I think that those two have each of his balls in their hand. Each of them, just in their hands and telling this guy what to say.
He's only 31, that's really unfortunate.
I know.
He's like, God, you think my hairline is bad? Mm-mm.
No, this looks like a whiteboard in the classroom.
It's terrifying.
But you know how I feel. But let's talk about some good news. So Finland has finally gotten same-sex marriage.
Yep.
And they're the last of the Scandinavian area. Did I put gay marriaged?
Yeah, I don't know what you did there. It's fine. I knew what you meant. But yeah, they were the last Scandinavian country. Everybody else has had marriage equality now for quite some time.
So we've had it for about 2 years now. Now, if we can get all the other letters of our
still working on the T.
We just need all that to go together so that we all feel one. But I almost went off a tip at somebody because they said that if you read your Bible and you're at peace, you will never find wrong in the world.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And it was about something about like a gay boy got beat up or something. And I was like, are you stupid?
No.
You stupid. You stupid.
That's not how that works, but thanks for playing.
If we were to be at peace for anything, I would hope that the next 4 years of my life don't become a war zone. That's what I pray for. But let's talk about the good things in life. We have, gotta update that. That's awful.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have anything until
March. Yeah, let's see. But the only things that we have, I think for both of us coming up, is Spotlight at the Cache, which is March 25th, Ryan. Make sure that you come out, like, seriously. Like, this is going to be
Ryan.
Awesome. We've been rehearsing.
I think that Ryan, Nick, will Elizabeth still be here? Elizabeth and Roger?
I think so.
I think they should come, too. They should reserve a table now so that they're sitting front and center right there.
But it's going to be an awesome show. So definitely come out and, you know, tell people about it. And, you know, it's our big comeback show. So we're excited. And then the following Sunday, so not the 26th, but following Sunday after, April 2nd, Spotlight will be at Phoenix Pride. And we'll be doing a couple of the numbers from the show and then a couple other numbers and stuff. So it'll be that'll be fun as well. We're there 6 to 7 p.m. at the community stage. So definitely come check us out. I think that's about all we got.
And they just announced the headliners.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I feel like I know people that could be better headliners. But I shouldn't say that too loud because I like that we're performing at Pride.
Right.
We want to thank our sponsors, Phoenix Movie Bears. They're out seeing a movie that I wanted to see again.
Damn it, movie bears and your Wednesday nights.
Can you pick a Friday or a Saturday sometime?
Right? Something that's not on a Wednesday.
I'm trying to get with the gig.
Right? I want to go to all these things and I can't.
I guess I'll go the Wednesday that you're not here. Is that sound okay?
No! I want to go. Jesus.
We also want to thank Gabe King Photography, who makes us look good on the promos. He didn't do this.
Right, yeah, no, only on the promos.
We do ourselves.
This is our own fault right here. We can't blame anybody else for this shit.
We try. And then you can always, since we talked about masturbation.
Since we did talk about masturbation, you should all go check out tantusinc.com, TANTUSINC.com, and go find yourself a fun new toy. They've got all sorts of things from vibrating cock rings and cock slings to dildos and plugs and everything in every shape, size, and color you could possibly want. Mm-hmm. And when you're checking out, use the code FREDDYSTIP, FREDDYSTIP, and get yourself 15% off of your order. You can't really beat that.
Mm. You can't even get a discount anywhere.
Right.
If you want to be our sponsor, tell us now. Right now. We're waiting. Just kidding. Be sure to like this episode, subscribe, share it with your friends and enemies and Trump supporters. I love them. Mm-hmm. In fact, a Trump supporter followed me today. You know what I did? I did the most wonderful thing. I can't tell you. I sent him a little meme that had Hillary in it.
Oh my God.
And then I sent him a meme that says, I miss Obama.
Oh my God, Felicia.
Anyway, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's it. Thanks for watching live. And thanks to those that watch later. Because the views go up.
Right. And we will see you guys all next week. Thank you so much for watching.
Oh my God.
But you might have to get out of here. I'm in the beauty shop, bitch. It doesn't really work when you cut off the beginning.
I know. Let's try it again. Oh, God.
Don't come to me between 2 or 3, because I'm in the beauty shop, bitch. Diva!
Diva! I like that.
It's much better that way than this. Diva!
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.